Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
I'm on the front cover of erotic novels.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Well, by the time this episode goes live, I will have had my hen's party, which I'm so excited
about. How exciting.
Head to my socials if you want to see what we've done in today's current state. I know what the themes are and I know two of the things that we're doing, but I'm just so excited.
So we'll recap it next time we're in the studio.
We'll recap it, yeah.
And that's exciting. Are you excited? Your last rodeo, your last... What do they even call it? Your last song and dance.
My last hurrah.
Your last hurrah. That's the word. Your last time. Are you going strippers?
No. No strippers and no dick paraphernalia. I was like, I don't want to be sucking on a dick straw in my Airbnb. I'd prefer to just suck on a normal straw.
You don't want to play pin the cock on Michael?
I mean, I would play pin the cock on Michael, but I mean, he didn't have any strippers. His bachelor party was very classy.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of doing the same thing. I think it will get slightly wild. Like, you know, once I've had a few drinks, if we do tequila shots, you know,
yeah,
it'll be all over Red Rover.
So you're going to do tequila shots?
I don't know. I guess we'll see if the girls buy tequila.
Yeah, I think for mine as well, I think I'm going to keep it classy as well. Just round of Top Golf, into steak night, into cigars.
Ooh, are you going to get an Airbnb?
Well, it's not up to me. It's up to the boys. I have no say in that.
Oh, so you're having no input.
Yeah. Isn't that how you do it?
Well, I think so. Michael had absolutely no idea where he was going. They just basically told him we're picking you up at a certain time. But for me,
Control freak.
I'm not really a control freak, but I was kind of like, I think we should have a little holiday because it's so hard. Like being 31, it's really hard to get all of your friends together. And I know that we say this often, but I feel like the older you get, the busier everyone's lives get. And to get people together, especially in my friendship group, like everyone works different jobs at different times. Like some people work the 9 to 5, other people are working. Like my friend Maddie is an actress, so she literally starts at 5 until, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning because she's doing these amazing performances. So everyone's schedules are so chaotic that I was like, I want to just have a weekend with all the girls. So I decided on the Gold Coast, and then, you know, there's this boat party. So I was like, you know, I just did a little bit of planning. But I think you've triggered me there because
why?
I posted a TikTok that has gone viral, and
yes,
I posted it when I was in a little bit of a dark place.
Best time to post anything. Rational thoughts.
If you're in a dark place and you make a TikTok, just wait 24 hours. Give yourself a beat. I mean, it's too late for me to delete it now. I'm going to play it for you. I'm going to play a little bit for you so you can get a bit of a taster as to what it's about. But it's a very polarizing TikTok. Listen to this.
If you want to find out who your real friends are, plan a wedding. Literally, there is no bigger test to see if someone is ride or die than to plan a wedding. People just show their true colors. You don't have to do anything. You just need to literally plan a wedding, sit back and watch.
So obviously, I want to talk about this without actually throwing someone who's now kind of like an ex-friend under the bus, because I respect my friends' privacy. I don't want people to think that if they're my friends, I'm just going to come on my podcast and be like, so this happened, but...
But you sort of won't touch on it.
It has affected me emotionally quite badly. We've spoken about how I was going through a bit of a friend breakup a while ago.
Yes.
And you know how triggering it's been for me.
Yeah, it's been rough.
We're having a destination wedding. That's also been a trigger point for people, apparently, that it's rude to have a destination wedding.
Who said that?
Like, people in the comments are like fully like coming for me, being like, you're so selfish having a destination wedding. I'm like, no one has to come to my wedding.
Yeah. You want your ideal wedding, your dream wedding. And
I want my dream wedding. It's also, I think for me as well.
It's your wedding day. You're meant to be selfish.
But also, I'm from the UK. People forget this. I was born in the UK. All of my family are in the UK. My wedding is in Greece. That's way easier for all of my UK family to get to. And I don't like, I have friends in Australia and my parents, but that's pretty much it. Obviously, Michael's family as well. He's Greek. His parents are obviously traveling. It's obviously, you know, I literally wanted to have 50 people at my wedding and 87 people are now coming.
You're kidding. You know what I mean? Is that what the number's going up to?
Well, I thought it was going to be way cheaper to have it in Greece because I was like, less people are going to come.
And the Greece economy as well.
Yeah, and it's not cheaper to have a wedding in Greece. I just thought less people would come and I would have to invite less people if it was a destination wedding.
And everyone RSVP'd.
If you're thinking you're going to have a destination wedding and it's going to be cheaper because people won't come. Australians love to travel.
Yeah.
We love to travel. New place, Greece as well. Like, it's not like a random country. It's Greece. Like, everyone loves Greece. I don't know anyone who doesn't like Greece. If you don't like Greece...
I've never been, but I really like Greek food. So, I think I'm going to be all right.
I love Greek food.
So, I think I'm going to really enjoy
the tzatziki, the saganaki.
Is that the cheese?
Yeah.
Unfucking real, that cheese. Hey?
We're excited for the wedding. It's really coming close. Anyway.
I saw on TikTok, actually, cheese has the same amount of stuff as narcotics do.
Well, and like dopamine.
Yeah, releases in your brain.
I love cheese.
Yeah, cheese is unfucking real.
I actually saw, there's this amazing documentary that Michael and I watched and it's, I can't remember what it's called. It's on Netflix. It's about this study that's done with twins. So they put one twin on a vegan diet and one twin on a carnivore diet.
They should just
meat.
Study twins in general.
They should study twins in general. It's called You Are What You Eat. Very good documentary.
You're recommending it?
The closest I've been to becoming a vegan. I even bought vegan cheese.
No, fuck that.
From Coles.
No, fuck that.
Tried it and went, nope, I don't think this is for me. But honestly, it's so convincing.
What platform is it on for everyone?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
They said that, so the twins, obviously one ate vegan, one ate meat, and the one who ate vegan, their sex drive went up by 300%.
That's a lot of percent.
That's a lot of percent.
Mine went up 300. I'd be at fucking... I'd be free off the roof.
It's meat.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's like a full thing. Anyway, I've gotten off track. We were talking about the TikTok.
The TikTok. So you... what can you say then about it and who it is aimed at and what happened? What can you say?
I can say that I lost a very close friend over a situation that came to a head. Maybe, I'm not going to say it happened because of the wedding, because it didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What would you say? Because you know the situation.
I'd say something happened. You're the victim. I think you expressed something and you said how you feel and you said these are your... I wouldn't say boundaries, but these are what you expect from your friend. And she pretty much just said no. She took the other person's side. And I think it's farewell that you, and I've said this to you, just to like, that's friendship ending for me.
Yeah.
I think that like, it's pretty bad. It makes me angry.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's made me really sad because I never thought that this person... This is like a very, like when I say very close friend, this is a very close friend. I never expected to have a wedding without this person. And recently, in the very close lead up to the wedding, I think I was in denial for a really long time. Like probably for the last 6 months, I always thought she was going to like, you know, reach out and like things were going to get fixed. And I always thought she would end up at the wedding. And I think the reality has really set in recently that she is not going to be at my wedding, and it's really hurtful. It's really sad. I feel like friendship breakups are the worst thing ever as an adult.
Really?
Yeah, because it's someone who you expect to be friends with forever.
Yeah, I think that the best thing to do is to go to therapy. I always say I recommend that everyone goes to therapy. I don't think there's anything weak with going to therapy. I think it's – I've been multiple times. I go now. Like, I think it's
– Anyway, I will not say anything more, but I'm not a bridezilla, guys. I literally – the lady who owns the estate where we're getting married literally said to me the other day, you are the easiest bride I've ever dealt with. Like, I am furthest thing from a bridezilla. I've barely stressed about this wedding.
I mean, try call Anna when she's in a wedding meeting or something. She fucking
just... Yeah, I know, Matt, but I can't be with you 24/7. Like, I am Matt's therapist on call. And if I'm in a 2-hour wedding, like, okay, wedding meetings, like, they go for about 2.5 hours. If I'm in a 2.5 hour wedding meeting, Matt is not having it. He's like, what are you doing? He literally messages me going, are you dead? I'm like, my life does not revolve around you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But
you appreciate what?
That you're there for me, but don't take those, to take my calls.
don't not take my calls.
Yeah, but take my calls. So, Anna, my turn on of the week is my beautiful fiance's book has come out. It is called Show Up, Get It From Wherever You Get Your Books From or online. I don't read. You know that.
I know that you don't read, but you have to read this.
Well, I'm reading it.
Are you in it?
There is an acknowledgement to me at the end.
Aww.
It's very sweet.
That's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
Bless.
I don't really read books. I don't read at all. But I'm reading this and it is definitely worth getting. So get your hands on it.
You know what?
We'll put a link in the Facebook group for everyone as well.
100%.
Yeah.
Very cute, Matt. You know what? Sometimes before bed, I've been getting a little anxious lately. And what I've been doing...
Taking Valiums.
No. Instead of being on my phone or watching TV, I've been reading my book at night. Literally... Nothing puts me to sleep more than reading a book, especially at nighttime when you're lying down on your side and you just, I literally have to read like 5 pages and it knocks me out. It's the best sleeping aid, reading a book.
I just can't read. Like, and this isn't like, I read it and it's like, it just, I read the page and I'm like, fuck, what the fuck did we just read? And
sometimes then
I
have to reread it. Sometimes that happens to me too, but I just reread the page.
Yeah, I do that. But then that's frustrating. I'm like, I'm getting better and I think practice will make perfect and I'll keep reading.
Maybe you need like a book that's going to really capture your attention, like an erotic novel.
Well, you would think my fiance's memoir would. She's done a voice one as well. So I might listen to that one.
He totally was just like, you just blanked me on that comment. You're like, moving on.
Have you seen how I did a photo shoot and I'm on the front cover of erotic novels?
You are. Why do you... Guys, we will put this on our Facebook page. This is hilarious.
A new one just came out. Yeah, I did a photo shoot.
Do you get paid?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How much?
Not like...
Like more than $1,000?
Yeah, just a bit more. Yeah, it's for a photo
shoot. Per novel.
Yeah, for a photo shoot I just did and I didn't even think anything. I just wanted to get like build my portfolio up and then she's like, hey, and then she showed me like these are the... what I do, okay, sell the photos. And I was like, yeah, whatever, just give me what you make, like the agreed amount.
What's the novel called for anyone who's wanting to look this up right now?
Well, we'll put them on the...
Okay, we'll put them on the Facebook
They've
page.
All got different names. They're like a story. Coincidentally, the main character is called Matt.
Why don't you read that? It'll be like reading an erotic novel on you and you're literally the front cover.
Well, think about it. Women are reading that and I'm the person that is the person in the book.
Oh my God, that's so toxic. That is, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's funny. That but we'll, I'll post it on the page. I think I posted a photo about it on my Instagram once upon a time. My turn off though of the week is you spoke about this before. I'm on WikiFeet.
Yes. So you're on it now. So I'm on WikiFeet.
Well, I don't
are
know.
Are you freshly added to WikiFeet?
I'm not sure. It doesn't have dates on the photos. I've got it here.
This is hilarious, guys.
It doesn't have dates, but they have a lot of like random photo shoots I've done with my feet out. a lot of like prints or screenshots from Love Island.
Oh, so they've taken your feet from Love Island.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, so my wiki feet, how many star rating are you?
I am actually 4.73 out of 5.
Mine's is 4.75.
So I've got better feet than you.
Beautiful feet. Does yours say beautiful feet in brackets?
No.
Look at us comparing our wiki feet. This is so toxic.
Mine doesn't have shoe size, birthplace, or birth date. So anyone that can edit that, shoe size 13, birthplace Melbourne, birth date 4th of July 1995.
Don't encourage this.
Well,
the person who's made this could potentially be listening to this podcast.
They've commented on this photo of me. Someone has commented saying, this is hilarious.
About your feet.
Yeah. The tops are pretty nice, but those soles are tens.
Are tens.
Yeah, like hot. 10.
Like 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Okay, so my comment says, awesome arches. Is foot arches a fetish?
I know feet are a fetish. Sometimes I'll be giving Tammy a foot massage and I'll just start to be like...
What, like it turns you on?
Yeah, but like, I don't know, because it's like, yeah, it just gets me going.
There you go. We learn something new about Matt every episode. It's really enlightening.
Yours is pretty up to date as well.
Mine is.
Yeah.
It's because it's an arch photo. They're like, yes. Do you reckon people like pleasure themselves? Like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah,
the question is wiki feet there so that people can pleasure themselves?
I would bet you 100% yes.
So the fact that we're both...
people would go on wiki feet.
Ew, don't even say it.
And they would...
Guys, just fill in the blanks. Search. Fill in the blanks. It's too much. So instead of typing in like Pornhub when they're horny, they type in wiki feet.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder who's doing this. Guys, if you're the person who made mine or Matt's or Tammy's wiki feet, we would love to hear from you. Like, I would literally have this person on. You can be anonymous. We'd love to have you on for an interview. And we just want to really delve deep into the mind of a foot fetish person.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind knowing like what they see in a feet, like what makes it attractive to them.
And why the arches are so important.
Yeah, or even if you have a foot fetish, reach out to us. We'd like to hear.
You can be anonymous. We want to delve deeper into that. I think that would be so interesting.
Yeah, as well.
Okay, Matt, we have something very wholesome. This is dating advice from a retirement home. I think this is so cute. So this is advice from senior citizens on what they want you to know about love, relationships, and dating. I mean, why don't we get advice from the elderly? They've got mountains of wisdom. They've lived a full life.
They've done a lot. They've been in probably multiple relationships. They see what works and see what doesn't work.
And also they see their family members, like their children, grandchildren, go through relationships. So we thought that this would be very cute and wholesome to share with you guys. So we have Aileen, who's 90, and her piece of advice is... Make sure he has a loaded wallet.
So we didn't really start on a wholesome one. It wasn't the most wholesome.
But it's still smart.
She's
obviously dated a few guys with an empty wallet and she's like, enough's enough. You know what I mean?
Let's
get the loaded wallet. I love the word loaded. Loaded wallet. Nice.
Lara, who is 89, says don't do it.
Lara has some serious trauma. I feel she's... She's gone through a lot. She's gone through a few toxic relationships in her life. Graham, 86, says find a girl with a good heart. That's great advice.
That is, and I agree with that.
That's sweet.
That'd be my advice right now.
I feel like if someone has a good heart, then it's going to be an amazing relationship because you know deep down to their core that they're a good person and they want the best for you.
Wendy, 82, says become friends, respect each other, take time to know each other. I love that.
I love that. Bless her. Susan, who is 90, says try before you buy. Susan.
Funny.
She's right though.
Little Susie.
You know what? Like this might be controversial, but I think you do need to really feel like you've had a proper single life before you marry someone. Like, you want to have had sexual experiences with people.
Well, you want to be ready.
Find out what you like, find out what you don't like, and like really get to know yourself. I think, you know, although it's so cute when people meet at 15, 16 at school, like I do find it so wholesome. I just personally, I feel like I need to feel like I've lived a full life. And I just think being with one person would be so hard. That would be hard, wouldn't it? Can you imagine that? I guess you wouldn't know anything different.
I know. Yeah. I was about to say, like, you could think like that, but then, like, you would have something so special with them and so, like, pure. And you just, yeah. Like, you would think that the grass is greener on the other side, but it wouldn't be.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be.
I feel like... the reason why I broke up with my ex of 6 years is because I was with him through my whole 20s.
Yeah.
And I was getting really itchy feet being like, I have not lived my life. But genuinely.
What is living though? Like, is
but
that...
I'm so glad that me and him broke up, because I think that I would have got into a marriage with him and 2 years in, I would have been like, I need to be single.
Well, you're
sometimes
having,
you know as well, like intuitively you can feel like I need to be single. Like, I can't 100% give myself to someone without living life to the fullest, especially if you feel like you have potential to do more with your life. And I really felt like that.
Yeah.
And then literally we broke up. I went on Love Island, started a podcast, started my own brand, met the love of my life.
You met Michael.
It all really worked out quite well.
Well, regret no decisions. Edna82 says, slow down. You don't always need to be in such a hurry.
It's so hard though. Like, I feel like when you meet someone and you're so madly in love, you're just like, onto the next thing. Let's get engaged. Let's get married. Let's have kids. Matt's looking at me because his relationship moved fast. But the thing is like...
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know. And like, I just think if two people are willing to move it fast, then fuck it. But sometimes it is nice to really smell the roses. I do love the idea of really celebrating all of the wins. Like, making, you know, celebrating your engagement and just being like happy to be engaged and celebrating your marriage. Okay, Joan 75 says, expect your dates to be polite. If they are not, walk. Love that.
That's good.
If someone is not giving you basic respect, manners and politeness on your first, well, really on any date, I feel like they don't care about you.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not putting in effort on the first date, they're never going to put in effort.
It's a lost cause.
Ivy93, got to have a happy face and moderate muscles. What do moderate muscles mean?
Ivy loves a bit of a six pack, it sounds like.
Oh, okay. Ivy, that's me.
Barry89 says, make sure it's someone you can talk with. Don't be flirtatious. Don't be flirtatious.
That's Barry. Sorry about that, mate.
Sorry, Barry. But I mean, make sure it's someone that you can talk with 100%. Like, you should be able to be open, honest.
And honest and have a, like, yeah.
And have hard conversations with someone.
Nothing better than doing that with the person you love.
Yep.
Barb90 says, pick someone with a good outlook on life.
I genuinely believe that a positive attitude spreads positivity. Michael's mum is so positive. She's such a glass half full type of person. And it really rubs off on the whole family. And you really see... the whole family is so positive because she's just always looking at the positive things in life. It's very inspiring. And I think having a good outlook on life is so important because life is hard and there are going to be stressful things that happen. So I think not sweating the small stuff and trying to be as positive as you possibly can be is so important.
Marlene87 says, find someone who is gentle and kind and does as they are told. I mean, not as they are told, but I think, Marlene, what you're trying to say is if you have a boundary and you set that, that they respect it. No one should be told as do as they're told.
I think that's what she is trying to say. It's such an old person thing to say, do as you're told. Oh, you know what I mean?
I can see her sitting there.
But I think you're right. I think the translation to that is set boundaries. Yeah. Totally.
Are you excited to grow old with Michael then?
I mean, not too quickly. I mean, ideally, I feel like Michael and I are very young at heart and young spirited, and I think we will keep each other young. I don't necessarily want to talk about growing old. We will be older, but we'll still be young in spirit together.
I see all those like TikToks and like reels on Instagram of like old people and loving that, and I don't want to grow old, but like I can't wait to be doing that sort of stuff. Like I said to Tammy the other day, I can't wait.
Fucking hell.
You can wait? I said I can't wait to grow old watching, like going to the movies, watching like all horrors forever.
Just being wrinkled up.
I won't. I'll age like a fine wine.
That's what you hope. But like the thing is, I always think that, but then once you're hitting 90, like...
Jesus.
You know what it...
Well, 90 years old.
You literally just said...
I'm talking
this
like 50, this is 60. What you just no said offense to people that are that old.
You literally just said to me, I can't wait to be old.
Just like, I don't know. Just
but like
so
imagine being 90.
It.
I mean, I genuinely think that if you're with the person you love, I think it makes everything better.
It makes it a lot
and
easier.
Yeah. Okay, guys. I guess until next time.
Thank you, and we'll speak to you later.
And I can't wait to recap my hens party.
I'm excited to hear about everything that happens, all the dick paraphilia.
Paraphilia?
You know
You've
what I mean.
You've ruined our outro. Okay. Paraphernalia.
I can't wait to hear about it, all the strippers and all the dicks that your friends surprise you with.
Oh, my God, Matt. Pray for me. Okay. Bye, guys.